angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
Hello and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. Today's guests are running some of the most electrifying conferences all across the United States as we speak, and are now partnering with Skywatch TV on a very big announcement we'll reveal in just a few moments. First, I'd like to welcome to the panel Mike and Jeannie Kerr. It's good to see you guys
again.
Nice
to see you, Joe.
Welcome back
to Skywatch TV.
Thank you.
We're also joined in the studio today by Dr. Thomas Horn.
Good to be here.
Good to see you guys. Before we talk about some of the big stuff that's happening later this year and potentially next year, I want to back up for our viewers so they can get to know you guys just a little bit. Tell us how you guys got involved in this whole process of organizing and delivering conferences, how you met Steve Quayle, and how eventually that led to some connection with Skywatch TV and what we're up to now.
That's a wonderful question. Thank you so much for having us, Tom. It's just such an honor to be working with you and be a part of all this. Joe, one of the things that we wish to do is work more with the other leaders in the field because we feel
sure.
It's necessary for all of us to put our arms around each other and be one. And, how did it all get started? It's just two simple kids we lived in Orange County, California at the time. We dated in high school. We reunited 30 years later. We got married. Jeannie was a professional event planner. I was a fundraiser, and things just sort of took off. But the real interesting part of the story is Jeannie became awake much sooner than I did. One day I drove home from work, and there in the garage was a pallet and a big box, and I couldn't even pull my car in the garage. I come in the house, I'm like, sweetheart, what in the heck is that? 6 months worth of food and a solar generator.
So she's getting prepped.
Yeah, and I said, what do we need that for? And she said, if the grid goes down. I said, what grid?
What is this grid and why does it go down?
Well, I can't talk to you right now because I'm listening to the Hagmans and Steve Quayle's going to be
there. There it is.
And I'm like, okay, well, what time will you be done? Oh, at 9 o'clock. And it was 6 o'clock, right? And
wow.
I'm like, but this went on every night. And so one day she came to me. And she says, I'm going to a conference. I said, oh, really? And she said, would you like to come? And I said, well, what is the conference? And she says, called Whitestone, and it's in Bozeman, Montana. And the Hagmans and Steve Quayle will be there. I'm like, stop, right now, stop. I don't want to go.
You were probably running out of room for storage.
Yeah, and all I ever heard was, did you see the chemtrails today? I'm like, what? What are chemtrails, And so it was like that constantly, but she's starting to talk more
That's
about
crazy.
This. And I said, well, where is the conference? She said, Bozeman, Montana. Bozeman fishing. I love to fish, right?
That's I see.
My big thing. Some of the best trout fishing in the world is real close. I said, Jeannie, what's the schedule? She goes, well, it starts at like 8 in the morning. It goes till 9 o'clock at night.
This is going to be good.
This is heaven right now.
This is my new favorite conference.
This is it. So I said, sure, I want to go.
Right.
So, off we go. I packed my fishing poles up and, everything else, and we head up. We get to Bozeman, Montana, and I told her, I said, please. She goes, will you just come in with me real quick? I said, okay, but don't do what you always do. Don't just take me in there, introduce me to someone, and disappear. She goes, I won't do that, okay? She did it. So, I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, like, okay, well, I need to go get checked in, get my poles, get out there. I can at least get, like, 3 or 4 hours in before dark today, right? And so I'm standing there, and all of a sudden this guy comes in, and he's, like, trying to carry all this stuff in, and he's all alone, and I'm like, hey, could you maybe use a little help? And he's like, I'd love some help. So I start helping him, and we put this table together with all these books out there and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm not really paying attention to the books. I'm just laying out the table and all that. And he had to go run and get some more books. And during the time he left to go back to his office and get more books, all these people were coming up. And they were asking me about them and saying, you know, like, oh, I can't believe these are here.
So they just assumed you were near the table. You might be working the conference.
Yeah. And these are all Steve Quayle's books. Right.
They were all Steve Quayle's books, yeah. And so, you know, what happened, to make a long story short, is he came back, and I ended up sitting there and listening to Steve talk to people about his books, about his life's work, about Christ. Mm-hmm. And I never went fishing.
Wow.
I sat there for the whole conference, and at the end of the conference, Steve Quayle and David Langford baptized me. And after that, I heard Coach Dave Dobemeyer there, who talked about you need to get up, for, especially for the men, you need to get up out of your chair, and you need to do something to serve Jesus.
Mm.
And so we left the conference, and life kind of continued, and we wanted to come to the conference again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it kind of, they just didn't do another one.
Right. We offered to help, but the organizers weren't interested in doing another one. So so we're like, wow, you know, whatever happens, we'll be ready to help.
Yeah. And I told Jeannie when it wasn't there and happening, I said, maybe we should do our own.
So what happened with your dream?
So after this I said that, okay, I had a very vivid dream. This has never happened to me before.
Okay.
Of a specific hotel with a giant chess set, bicycles in a bicycle rack, and a river that was two stories, and there were mountains in the background.
And it was called
the Riverside Hotel.
You saw the sign.
In the dream. In my dream. Okay. And then at the end of the dream, a very audible voice came to me. And that voice said, gather my people.
Okay.
And that's it.
Wow.
Like, not, here's what you need to do to gather my people. Just gather my people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was talking in my sleep, and I woke up, and Jeannie's like, what was that all about?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then she went, and she, because we
I Googled. Said, yeah, I Googled all these Riverside hotels. And is this
she
it?
Goes,
is this
goes,
it?
The Riverside Hotel in Laughlin, Nevada. I said, that's not it. I guarantee you that one's not it. And finally, she came across this website, and she goes, oh, my gosh.
This is exactly what you dreamt.
And
he
like,
looked at it. He
on.
Goes, that's the hotel in my dream.
Wow.
So we proceeded to go to that hotel. We literally got a flight the next day.
Oh, my.
And we flew to Boise, Idaho to see this hotel. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody wanted to do a conference with us at the only date they had available in March.
No, it was January.
No, it was March.
Oh, okay.
It was March. And nobody wanted to go to Boise in March. So We got talked into doing it in Dallas instead, which was a blessing. And so God has a funny way of working. And we always thought, why did God show Mike that hotel in Boise? Mm-hmm. Well, not only did that lead us to move to Idaho, but we did the conference in Dallas. The people in Boise at the hotel contacted us and said, you guys pulled that event off. We want you next year.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's got to be summer. So they pulled up a date in September, or in August, excuse me, of 2017,
mm-hmm.
and it was my birthday. And they said, we have this weekend available. I go, great, it's my birthday, let's book it. Well, it turned out that not only did we do Dallas, we proceeded to do a conference in Knoxville, and then the following year, that particular date in Boise was right in the path of the solar eclipse of the sun on the date of our conference, and we had no idea. So now we understood why God gave Mike that dream.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for the first conference, but it was to get us in the mindset. And it's every conference we do, we pray for a theme and a title. We want it always to be, as you all do, super timely, as your conference and your books. And it's about now. It's about what's pertinent now.
Right.
So we just got inspired to do these, and because we were so blessed, our marriage changed from the conference we attended.
Mm-hmm.
So our model was the model of that conference. And every conference has been an incredible blessing of deliverance and amazing changes in life and fellowship like no other.
I mean, it's turned into much more than just a conference.
Doing conferences,
it's
right.
It truly is. I mean, we're so excited about working with Skywatch TV and on your conference, which is such an that's such an important facet of what's going on out there. And we've been blessed at our conferences to have the likes of Josh Pack, Stephen Bancars, Sharon and Derek Gilbert, you know, Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot. I mean, a lot of the Skywatch family comes to our conference, and we're and it's just been such a wonderful experience. But the neat thing is, really, lives have changed. And Tom and I have had talks about this.
Right.
You know, we had a young guy who came to a conference once who couldn't attend any of the sessions because he was too busy in his hotel room doing meth. But he made it to the baptism, and he was baptized by Pastor Begley. Pastor Paul Begley baptized him in the pool, and he has not touched a drug or anything else from that day forward. That was 2 years ago.
That is amazing.
And he now goes into the prisons.
And he goes to the prisons.
And ministers to the guys in prison, because he was in prison.
Right.
He goes in there and he ministers to them and talks to them about being saved by Jesus. And I mean, that is what it's all
about.
That
is what real ministry looks like.
It is. And
I love
that. The other thing is for what we try to do, because some people say, well, how come, you know, look at, like, we've got some of these people like Josh Peck. I mean, he's like only like 18 years old. You know? But one of the things that we try to do is we try to bring in some of the younger generation of true Christians that are going to go out there and they're going to pick it up. And listen, because I hate to say this, but Tom and I, we're not the future.
Yeah.
We're pretty close to being the past. You know?
Well, we recognize Skywatch TV, for the viewers that have heard me tease this and then you reference it quickly, let me just clarify, we've recognized your organizational skills as a team. And that's one of the things I guess I mean when I say that you've partnered with us now to help our conferences be improved, both mechanically and experience-wise, for everything from the vendor booths to the guests themselves. You know, how does registration flow? Things like that, just to help us improve on what we're doing. So you're going to be helping us with our conference later this year. But let's before we say any more about future plans and let the cat out of the bag on the big announcement that I teased, talk to us. When you guys do conferences, you mentioned Josh Peck. I also know that Stephen Bancars, you know, for people that aren't familiar with him, he's one of the newest Defender Publishing authors with his book. He and Josh partnered The Second Coming of the New Age. Why do you include young people at conferences that are typically viewed as, you know, for more adult crowds? This is the real heavy-hitting extraction of Ezekiel's wheel in the book of Revelation. Why would we deal with young people? What's that about?
Would be for me, at least, you know, so many times what we do, I'll just speak for myself, as a guy my age, is I'll say, those snowflakes, I've just had it with the snowflakes. the millennials, they don't know what they're doing. They don't. Well, the reason they don't is because we don't tell them. We don't teach them. You know, and but the problem is, because I have a stepson that's in that area there of the millennial snowflake generation, and if I try to teach him something, it's old school. Michael, you're old school.
Right.
You don't know what you're talking about. But if Josh Peck tries to teach him something, Josh is like, hey, he's hip. He's cool.
Right.
You know, so we try to bring those in, and we encourage the younger people to come to our conferences. We have seen it. If you come to one of our conferences and look in the room, you know, it's a blend. And that's another important thing to know about what we do. When you come to our conference, you're going to hear pre-tribbers and post-tribbers. You're going to hear Baptists and Pentecostals. You're going to hear the gamut across the board, because I feel that what the Lord has asked us to do is prepare a full meal for the body of Christ. Now, in doing that, you might only eat as svelte and good-looking as you are. You probably only eat salad and nothing with any fat in it or anything bad like that. And we go out to dinner, and I look at your plate, and I go, not for me. I want that fried catfish right there, you know, okay? So I want that experience for our attendees.
But it's not to pit people against each other.
No,
no, controversy.
No, no. On the contrary.
The guests are actually very unified. And what I appreciate about the roster that you've got here, and we'll talk about some of these guests in a minute, is they all understand the importance, the prevailing purpose behind teaching the bigger picture, and that is the love of Christ and Him crucified. And
exactly. Well,
all of the big fundamental things they're in unification over.
Exactly.
And I would jump in and also say it's different people, like Josh is coming to you from a scientific mind.
Right.
Yes.
Right? So he's looking at the world and even Bible prophecy and things like that, but it always is kind of echoed against things like the multiverse and
quantum
physics,
yeah,
and what God's relationship to time. So he is speaking
right
to one part of the audience, that then over here you got Bankars, who was one of the former leaders in the New Age
exactly
movement.
That's right.
Where he's
Hugely
coming
successful
from is totally a different place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the other thing is, you don't have 10 or 12 speakers all getting up and warming over the same thing
exactly
that's been said for 20 years. This is new, it's fresh, and it's coming from different worldviews, so that everybody that's going there really has somebody that is doing their speak. Like you said a moment ago, you don't know how to speak Snowflake or Millennial. I don't either, right?
I don't, and
it's weird because I carry around a little flip phone, right? It doesn't do any of the stuff.
Yeah.
People look at it and they're like, oh my God.
Man. Yeah.
Who's going to replace him? Who's going to fill their shoes? And that's really what you're doing is you have the people that have been around for a long time, the veterans of ministry.
Right, right.
You have those people that are there, which always do have an important role
that's
to play
the elders,
as
so
mentors and whatever.
Right.
Yes.
But then you got the young, fresh people that also are speaking to the younger generation. So it's very cool the way you're doing that.
Yeah, the only thing that's dated about our conferences is us. The message is timeless.
That's right.
You know, I mean, and because we stay focused within the gospel,
mm-hmm,
and we try to find men and women who can come and teach and share and fellowship with attendees.
Right.
Who truly love Jesus, and they may have a different perspective than one another, but at the end of the day, when they all come together, it's all about love of God.
Right,
right.
We've talked about kind of how you got into this,
mm-hmm,
and I love your story. You went to go fishing. It never happened. You end up helping Steve Quayle. Yeah. But now you're involved heavily every year in Kingdom Work. Let's talk about this big announcement. Let's talk about what is coming down the pike. I understand you guys are getting ready to launch Disclosure on the Coast, Prophecy Unveiled. This is going to be an explosive conference. Tell us about that.
You know, it's going to be amazing, and Jeannie's going to share some of the specialties about it. I will just tell you that the last place we wanted to go,
mm-hmm,
was back to Orange County, California, to do a conference. You will not find prophecy conferences like ours,
mm-hmm,
in Southern California, in California, period. But we just feel that we need to go there because we want to bring the message. We want to bring it to an area that's so thirsty for
mm-hmm
it,
mm-hmm,
and so needs it. We want to get there and bring the people out.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a conference that I think will blow California away. I think the people who come will be so blessed. They will be able to go back into their own communities. But the big thing is, they won't feel alone anymore.
Yeah, they're silenced in California.
When we
lived there, and one of the reasons we left was because people, whether or not it's true, because there is voting fraud in California, people have the assumption that if they speak out about their Christian faith, that they will be ostracized. And you cannot talk about Jesus in California. You can't just walk down the street and talk to somebody. And the people, you know, in the central parts of the United States don't understand that. But we left that. And yet, God gave me a firm message, take your territory back. And
mm-hmm
that is a firm message. And when we left to get in a peace of mind where we could do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have the distraction and the handcuffs on us. Now that we're out of California, living in Idaho, now we're looking back. It's like, we got to go in. We're stronger now than we were when we left. And we
mm-hmm
need to go in and invade and take our territory back. Because the enemy is taking ground. They're taking territory. But we have left it open to more and more demonic activity, more and more socialism, and the kids are being indoctrinated, my kids included, with Common Core curriculum and socialism values.
Right.
They're taught they're just taught about things like Wiccan and early...
You can't keep up with all of it.
No. And so we need...
It's actually the outgrowth of the liberal progressive mindset. I mean, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, his brand new book, Progressive Evil.
Right.
At first,
yes.
How do these words go together? But then when you read the book and you realize that there really is an anti-American and anti-Christ spirit that is being influenced by the progressive left, the extreme left. But what you guys are doing by going right into Irvine, right into Orange County, right, is not only taking ground back, you're staking a claim to territory, to property. This is like why Jesus did half of what he did by going up on Mount Hermon and whatever. He was basically saying, wherever I set my foot is holy ground. This is mine. And he sends his disciples out with power and authority over all evil spirits, right? That's what you're doing. You're going there to say, we are staking a claim. And the other part of this, it's almost like the Apostle Paul going to Mars Hill. You're surrounded by pagans, but he walks in and he sees their plank, you know, that says, to the unknown God, because they wanted to honor all gods. They don't want to offend one of them, right?
So that's right.
Just in case we missed one, to the unknown God, we honor you too, right?
In case you have any petty gods to get their feelings hurt.
Yep. And Paul takes that opportunity, though, and he says, let me tell you about this unknown God. And of course, it was part of the greatest spiritual awakening religious movement in the history of humanity.
Right.
So that within 150 years, all of those Roman gods were gone and dead. All of the, you know, the Sibyllines, they're all gone. They're all finished. Right. There is no more great as the goddess Diana, right?
That's right.
And even Rome itself converts to Christianity. So this is what you're doing. I love it, right? It's a big vision.
And now tell us some of the
speakers that are going to be there.
Amazing. I mean, Paul McGuire, Troy Anderson.
Stephen Bancars, Josh Peck.
Derek Gilbert, Sharon Gilbert.
Absolutely.
Who else?
Rabbi Zev Perot.
You know,
Troy Anderson.
Yeah, Troy Anderson.
Gon Shamira.
Yeah. Another young guy. You know,
and we're throwing these names out. If people are unfamiliar, tell us about just a handful of the speakers and what are they going to be talking about?
Well, let's take Troy Anderson, for instance. A lot of people don't know who Troy is.
Okay. Right.
Troy met Paul McGuire when Troy worked at a newspaper in Los Angeles and called Paul McGuire to interview. And as a result of that meeting, the two of them have collaborated on several books. And
they're
going to be talking about their latest book, Trump Apocalypse.
And I saw Ben Carson.
It's really hard for me to say that.
I saw Ben Carson with a photograph of him with that book.
Really?
So, yeah, it's really getting fantastic.
I mean, so you're gonna hear the top notch people in their field. I mean, L.A. is going to bring some new stuff to L.A. Marzulli to the conference. I mean, and then Michael Boldea.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I can't say enough about Michael Boldea, Dmitry Dudeman's grandson. He came over. He was who Dmitry used to translate. Dmitry couldn't speak a word of English. And Michael has, picked up after where Dmitry left off.
That's right. And Dmitry, by the way, and Michael Boldea came to Orange County from Romania. And Dmitry had dreams and visions about the future of California. And California has been a target for many prophets, including Henry Groover, including David Wilkerson, as having some major judgment that's going to come in the form of fire and tidal waves. It's a target because of the demonic activity there. And we want to go to California and inform everybody that they have, that time is short.
Mm. And so what's the date for the conference?
It's October
10th through the 13th.
It's
October 10th through the 13th, and it's a weekend. It's an incredible weekend. And for those of you who have a spouse that isn't maybe on the same page as you, it's great to just bring them even for a day because it will change lives as it did our marriage and our lives.
You know and where would people go if they want to sign up to attend the conference, registration, learn maybe about live streaming, whatever?
Sure.
What's the website?
You just want to go to hearthewatchmen.com. Hear the Watchmen, folks. Just go there. It's up. You can get your tickets now. I highly suggest you do. The room is filling up already very quickly. This weekend, as soon as I get done with our Long Island workshop, I will have up the pre-orders for the DVD, the live stream, all of that, so you can get in line and get yourself set up. And I want you to use, folks, it's very important, use the promotional code when you buy a ticket, a DVD, or the live streaming, SkyWatch20. And the reason that is so important is because not only will you receive $20 off your ticket, $20 off your DVD, and 20% off your live stream, when you do that, for each one of those that you purchase, Whispering Ponies Ranch will receive a donation of $20 to continue doing the incredible work that they're doing out here. Tom and Nita Horn, I'm humbled by the work that you guys are doing with these children. Hear the Watchman and the Hear the Watchman followers and family, we want to do everything that we can to help you guys.
Well, we appreciate that so much. And for anybody that doesn't know what a Whispering Ponies Ranch is, it is, of course, a ranch that provides these restitution camps for kids that have been saved out of sex trafficking, that come from abused homes. And, of course, you guys stayed at the Hacienda at Whispering Ponies Ranch last night, and we appreciate that so much. Also, our conference, the SkyWatch Defenders Conference, that's coming up in Branson the first weekend in August. Mike and Jeannie will be the managers of that conference. So he tells me all I have to do is show up and smile, right? So I like that.
I like that. That's the only reason. I said that to him once, and that was it. He goes, okay, let's do this. You know, running a conference is not, I mean, there is a lot of moving parts. It's everything from making sure that every speaker has their arrangements and plans, mm-hmm. and they've got to be where they need to be on time, and guests and people checking in and security. I mean, there's a lot to it.
There is. And Jeannie is just an expert in that. And what we try to do, Joe and Tom, we want to provide the attendees with an absolutely seamless experience, something that when they leave the event, they say, wow, that was really special. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we try to take care of all the broken parts that might come up before they happen.
Right, right. And then there's always imperfections in life as we do these things. You know, there could be things happening in the city. I remember one conference we did one year, there was a protest right outside of the facility, which created kind of a traffic. You could never have seen that. Barring things like that.
Yeah, see,
everything we have control over, right?
Yeah. the enemy is a 24/7 thing. So, you know, things are going to come up and things are going to happen. We'll take care of it.
Well, Mike and Jeannie, it's always a pleasure to see you guys. Thanks so much for coming back on SkyWatch TV.
You.
Folks, you don't want to miss this. Go to hearthewatchman.com for details. Learn about live streaming. Make sure you get your tickets before they sell out. For Mike and Jeannie Kerr, Tom Horn, I'm Joe Artis Horn, and this is SkyWatch TV.